Ian Hutchinson with our latest Rub of the Mind podcast with Richard Zocal. Dick, coming off the President's Cup, you know, I often wonder what Adam Hadwin was thinking, you know, when he got put in that singles pairing against Phil Mickelson. You know, I mean, a guy who's probably coming to the end of his President's Cup career anyway, but still a guy who had, you know, the record for most wins in President's Cup and, you know, I mean, all of Phil's accomplishments and, you know, a guy coming in. But Adam didn't seem overly freaked out by that. I mean, he seemed to be handling the situation very well. I mean, he ended up losing, but still, he seemed to be pretty calm, you know. I think that's a lot different than what it would have been a year ago.
Well, you know, I looking at Adam Hadwin as a case study is wonderful. And I think what attributes to him feeling comfortable in that situation is his personality.
Right.
Adam Hadwin is the only Canadian that I've seen as in professional golf that has instantly felt comfortable being in the white hot spotlight.
Right.
I recall the first time I got on television and there was a network television in the fairway and it stuck it, you know, in my face. I was blown away. It just totally freaked me out and I wasn't ready to handle it. And I think we look at all the Canadians and you know, Mike Weir, I don't think really enjoyed it, but we learned how to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, some people, a wall goes up and things start to change, but Adam has felt very comfortable right in the day one, right before he even got onto the PGA Tour. If we recall back at the Canadian Open at Shaughnessy, you know, he was, you know, in the hunt coming down even on the back nine.
Right.
And he loved being there.
Yeah.
Back in 88 when I had the lead, and I was on the PGA Tour for 10 years, I had the lead playing against, you know, Tiger lead going into the final round with Curtis Strange. I was fearful.
Yeah.
I was not comfortable. I did not like it. And I learned how to deal with it. And I think that's natural for most people.
Mm-hmm.
What's natural for Adam is he feels comfortable in it. And I think that's the determining factor. And we can go in and talk about his game and it's good and all that.
Right.
But more importantly, he is so comfortable in that position.
Well, you know, it's funny, you know, not only me, but a lot of people in the media in Toronto anyway will remember the 2010 Canadian Open at St. George's in Toronto.
Yep.
And, you know, everyone remembers his 2011 performance, and rightly so, when he tied for fourth. But at St. George's, you know, he won the Rivermead Trophy as low Canadian in that one as well.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I know he'd had a certain amount of, you know, media attention in the past, you know, with, I mean, obviously he was an accomplished guy in golf, but, you know, he was still playing the Canadian Tour, so he wasn't getting a whole lot of it, you know. And when he did so well at the Canadian Open that year, you know, he was receiving a lot of media attention. He seemed very comfortable with it. And I think he actually said at one time, hey, I'm kind of liking this, you know, I'm not used to it, you know, but I like it, you know. And he was very friendly and very open with the media, and the media guys seemed to, you know, really take a shine to him because of that.
Exactly. I think that, you know, when you get a guy in there and if he feels like he's a deer in the headlights, the media picks up on that, and you saw some genuine pleasure in him.
Yeah.
And I think that just like that goes to his character. And once again, you know, he when he had those in the early days, when, you know, after the year he had it the following year, the 2000 Canadian Open at Shaughnessy, he performed well. And as an immature young man, he was expecting to be able to, for, you know, his performance to be there.
Right.
But the other great thing about his mindset is when things aren't going well, he changed.
Yeah.
So, you know, he changed his attitude right around that time.
Right.
He was able to change his approach from anger to you know, stop being angry. He wasn't the best putter in the world. And now look at him, he's changed that. He's one of the best and referred to as one of the best putters on the PGA Tour. Johnny Miller went over and over about it, and he really is, statistically, he's one of the best putters on the PGA Tour. So not only does he feel comfortable, but he has no problem making changes that improve his ability. Those two things are far more important mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even talking about how well he hits the ball.
Right.
But, you know, so as he moves forward, let's hope he can keep this ascent moving into next year, because now he's going to be exempt into all the majors. And if he can get into contention in these majors, I believe he's going to be able to knock a couple of these over in the next few years. And if he's able to do that, he can keep this ascent moving in the right direction, and he has an opportunity to be perhaps the best Canadian ever.
Yeah, well, how many... I mean, this season, how many times did he show that he can handle a tough situation? I mean, obviously, he had that 59 going at the Career Builder, you know, and obviously got his first win at the Valspar. There were times, I think where I noticed it mostly with Adam, though, and tell me what you think, was he was very, I don't want to say unimpressed, but he seemed to be handling the Masters very well. You know, it was more like, okay, I'm at Augusta, but, you know, I got a job to do. And he just seemed, he didn't get into that stuff, you know, the up Magnolia Lane thing, and, you know, it's so wonderful to be here. And he certainly didn't seem intimidated by it. I guess that's the way to look at it.
Right, and that's what I mean by he feels comfortable in the white-hot spotlight.
Yeah.
Gosh, I remember the first time I played in the Masters, and the only time I played in the Masters, I was too excited to be able to calm down enough in order to focus on my performance.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that Adam, you know, when he gets on that stage,
right,
he feels comfortable out there. And, and like I always say, the best way to get some information on whether a person's comfortable is just watch their body language.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when he was out there competing against Phil Mickelson in the singles matches in the final day of the President's Cup, you know, he was comfortable.
Yeah.
Sure, Phil beat him, but, you know, and he didn't play as well as he wanted to. There's no doubt about that, but he was not uncomfortable out there. And that's a characteristic trait that you, it's difficult to learn. You either have it or you don't, and it is tough to learn, but I think that's his greatest gift.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to serve him well because obviously going into 2017-18, you know, this season coming up, and the expectations get ramped up now for him, don't they?
Yes, and they do. And also what's going to be pulling at him is his time and business opportunities off the golf course.
Right.
You know, he'll probably be starting a family in the near future because he just got married this past year as well.
Right.
And that's a possibility. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a lot of people throwing a lot of money at him, and he's going to have obligations to those companies, and it's going to take away from his time, and it's going to force him to focus better, be more efficient with his time, and he's got to watch that he doesn't slip. Too often some do, but those who really have their stuff wired tight and are driven are able to stay focused, stay present, and continue their development.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good that you brought that up because, I mean, one person that I noticed, you know, as far as her, you know, off the course obligations go, you know, a perfect example that comes to mind for me was when Brooke Henderson was at the CP Women's Open, in, you know, obviously the right near her hometown of Smiths Falls, a lot of people all over, you know, as far as making appearances go, autographs, you know, stopping for selfies. You know, obviously sponsor obligations. There was a lot of that going on. She seemed to handle it all very well too. So that's really what you're talking about.
Yes, and handling you know, the fame and fortune that comes with your success of your performance as a golfer is difficult. And you have to adapt with that as well because it can be overwhelming. And particularly with the amount of money these players are making today, we're going to see a lot of these young players get their bank accounts very full, that'll last them and their kids' lifetime.
Right.
And that's when you really get an indication where their priorities are. If they're really going after the dollars, they'll have a short career, and because they'll choose to go do something else.
Yeah.
And but if they're really focused on it, they'll be playing for championships and in history rather than money.
And that's what you talk about, you know, as far as, you know, staying in the present goes. I mean, each shot, right? You know, as opposed to projecting whether you're in it for the dollars or in it for the championships, you got to go at it one shot at a time, don't you? And again, that's a cliche.
Well, yes, that's exactly right. And it's the most empowering feeling when you're able to stay present. Not only does it give you a very blissful feeling,
right,
but it empowers you to be able to handle any situation calmly.
Yeah.
And that's what we seek. We're seeking emotional freedom, and when we are incarcerated with anxiety and, right, and continually chasing the results,
right,
that's when we get into, again, what we refer to as golf insanity at MindLink Golf.
Yeah.
And we've got to learn to break that, yeah, and get on the right track. And that's the most important thing to do.
Well, with Adam Hadaman, I think we can safely say up to this point anyway, it's golf sanity, isn't it?
It is, and we're going to watch him all next year. And the subjects on this, Hutch, it never ends. We're going to have a lot of content to discuss in the future, that's for sure.
from two guys who are known for their insanity, right?
That's right.
Okay, Dick, we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks so much, Hutch.
Okay.